Good morning, Fox Materials. May I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for Jason. Is he in?
Jason Richardson or Jason Campbell?
Jason Richardson, sorry.
He is in a meeting right now. Can I connect you to his voicemail?
Yeah, maybe you can help me out before you do. Is there maybe a CFO or a controller, maybe an office manager, someone like that around that I might be able to speak to?
Well, I'm the office manager, so.
Okay. Yeah. And what's your name, my dear?
Paige.
Paige. Okay. How's it going, Paige?
Good.
I just am calling to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer we mailed out to you, maybe about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago. It was based on some financing you guys did with NMHG back in 2013, maybe for a line of credit or a business loan. Is that kind of ringing a bell?
Not really sure. That might be.
Is that usually? Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that you've been pre-approved for some equipment financing, working capital, like about $250K. And I just wanted to circle back with you and see what you guys got in the pipeline here coming up and where you guys might need some financing that we might be able to help you out with.
Right at the moment, we're okay. I mean,
okay.
We seem to be doing fine without any financing. So we
try. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's always a good thing. I'm sure, like, most of the financing that you guys do is probably with equipment, huh?
Right.
Okay. When was the last time that you guys brought on some equipment?
We just buy it when we need it. Like, we just bought some, though, last week, and we just paid cash for it.
Okay. Is there a reason why you guys don't consider financing? Just out of curiosity.
We just like to stay out of that part of it. I mean, it's not. I'm not saying we don't.
Okay. Yeah.
If we're okay to do it, then go ahead and.
Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of businesses have been taking advantage of kind of a lower financing cost because kind of doesn't allows them to keep more capital in their bank accounts and less over the span, so that they're not completely depleted. Are you guys familiar with Section 179?
I'm not.
Okay. do you know if the company ever takes advantage of it? It's equipment. It's an equipment write-off that you can get at the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't know. We have accountants to take care of that part of it.
Okay. Sure. Makes sense. And you guys are pretty big over there, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, growth's good, right? What do you guys kind of attribute to that growth?
How much do we?
No. What do you attribute to it? Like, what's caused it?
Oh, the growth? Just sales are up in the plastic part of it.
Nice.
You know, so it makes it a lot better.
Are you guys tracking pretty well this year? Doing more than last year?
Oh, yeah. Hang on one second, please. Okay, someone else got it. Yeah, we're doing, you know, a little bit above what we did last year.
Okay, that's what's up. Do you guys usually have a busy time, or is it more seasonal? Like, summers are usually a busy time, or more just all around the clock?
Yeah, we're pretty steady all year. We do have some slower times, but most generally is.
Okay. Do you guys shift your focus when the slow times come?
Yeah, we.
Hello?